This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americans? Oh, excuse me. What's up, nationalist? Oh, hold on a minute. What's up, black nationalist? I know what you're saying out there in radio land. You're saying to yourselves, what is that Kevin Jackson saying? He called us Americans. He called us nationalists. One's patriotic. One is racist. And then he called us black nationalists. Doesn't he know what his audience is? He's a conservative. That black man has lost it. Is he on crack? Yeah, don't panic, white people. I'm going to explain to you today just how black you are. Yeah, I'm glad to know that all of these beautiful, unique, multicolored, multifaceted human beings are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Not a single one of us the same color. Not a single one of you is white. No, you're a bunch of mocha chocolata yaya. That's what you are, Creole baby marmalade is what I'm saying to you. You heard me, black people. Oh, no, no, no. Don't go looking around. Don't look at your buddy if you're driving. Don't look at your wife or your kids. You're all black folks. You're black folks. You're listening to the right guy. I promise you, you are. You are all black people here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, even if you don't know it. And I know you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? Explain, my brother. See? I just caught you. I just caught you, my brother, right there. Yeah. All black people here. See, there's a time when we are all the same color. You haven't even thought about this. You don't think about things deeply, do you? Have you been paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show and listening to the Chancellor? That would be me, the host of the show. Have I mentioned my name? It's Kevin Jackson. Anyway, we are all the same color when it is pitch black. Have you ever been in a dark room? And I mean, I'm talking about there is no ambient light whatsoever. There's not light leaking through the blinds. There's nothing. It is pitch stinking black. And you can't see your hand in front of you. What color is everything around you? Huh? I'm just curious. I'm just curious. In a room full of white folks, when it is pitch black, what color are you white folks? Is this thing on? Somebody, hello? Hello? That's when we're all the same color. I was in London. I was the only black dude in a whole room, well, except for the wait staff. And, I mean, it was full of well-to-do white folks. You know, Brits. A black tie event, pardon the pun. And the lights failed. I mean, the electric went out. Boom. Just for a second. I started hearing African chants. And it wasn't me. It was better than that, actually. What are y'all looking at? True story. I'm in Britain. Lights go out. Sea of white people in penguin suits, tuxedos. You know, highbrow Brits. The haute couture. You know, the upper crust, as they call it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know how snooty them Brits can be? Yeah, lights go out. Here. African chants, man. People I thought were Brits began singing and talking in different African tongues. The clickers. And then, you know, all kinds of African singing. A cacophony. That's a big word for me. A cacophony of music could be heard. And I swear, I think there was even dancing. Thought I heard drums. Yep. Those Brits had gotten in touch with their blackness, and suddenly the lights came on, and everybody's like looking around like, what? And I'm looking at them going, oh, y'all ain't fooling me, white people. You are not fooling me. I know exactly what was going on. They'd gotten in touch with their inner blackness, and I'm telling you, I want you to get in touch with your inner blackness. This way, when people come up to you and talk about all the ethnic and the cultural differences of black people, you go, hey, hold on a minute. Let me tell you where I'm from. I'm from the motherland. And you start telling your story. Yeah, you start talking to people like this. You do not understand what I've been through. Many tribal stories I will tell you today. Yeah. So I want you guys to get in touch with that. I want to share some of our culture, black culture. But you know what? We can pay tribute to a lot of these white folks that helped us here in America. Not on the motherland. Not on the motherland. No. Here. Bunch of white folks. Without those white folks, I'm not on this radio station. Yeah. You wouldn't even be able to proclaim your blackness today with me. Like Lincoln. Member of the anti-slavery party, the Republican Party, the very same Republican Party of today, just with a lot less balls. Don't forget about the 386,000 white men who fought to free black people from the 284,000 white Democrats who fought to keep black people enslaved. Do you even know this statistic, black people? Many of our forefathers fought on the side of freedom. And they would set records in Congress that remain to this day. The number of black people that have served in government during the period of Reconstruction is laughable in comparison to the knuckleheads of today. Oh, we have Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Oh, and who was our first guy? Oh, yeah. We had, oh, what's his face? Remember they had that little dude that Blagojevich tried to, that Blagojevich placed? Burris. And then Barack Obama came in as a senator. Yeah, that was what the Democrats are all proud of. You go back and look at your Republican history and the number of black folks you put into power in the 1800s when white Democrats were trying to lynch him and passing all kinds of egregious legislation against black people, threatening to hang them, threatening to hang you, lynching people. You know what I'm talking about. And here you are. You're questioning. I don't know. All you got to do is know a little history. One of these lefties comes at you and you say, shut up. 386,000 white men. Let a black person come talk to me about, you a sellout, you Uncle Tom. Yeah, I'm a sellout. I'm a sellout for the 386,000 white men who freed me. And you're a sellout for the 284,000 white Democrats who wanted you to still be a slave. Shut up. Get out of my face. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. Ton to talk about. But I just want you to understand, I'm going to free you. I'm going to free you. I'm fighting on the side of freedom. And that's what we're here to do, is to free people, free your minds, get you to understand why you need to be proud of who you are. And no matter what that other side does, you take, I'm not telling you always take the high road in the sense of don't let them get in your face. I'm saying you take the high road by understanding what you're about and defending your position. That is the highest road you can take. Hit one of my kids and see if I take the high road. I'll take the high road and I'll drag you down it. Anyway, I'm just having some fun with y'all today. Glad you guys are with me. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. We ain't going nowhere. I'll be right here when you get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The other day I talked about Donald Trump, and he was in Paris and he was paying tribute to the fact it's a 100-year anniversary of World War One, and Macron decided to, you know, take a jab at him between nationalism versus globalism or patriotism or whatever it was. And while he was there, the president ignored it because, you know, it's like flicking lint off your suit, you know. Whatever, Macron. When he got back, he decided he would chime in. And he says, the problem is that Emmanuel suffers from a very low approval rating in France, 26%. I think I had given that number. I'm almost positive I did. And an unemployment rate of almost 10%. He was just trying to get onto another subject. By the way, there is no country more nationalist than France. Very proud people, and rightfully so. And he's exactly right. The French love their wine. They talk about their cheese. They talk about their, I mean, the Paris for sure. I mean, just, I'm talking about the sights, the Loire Valley and so on and so forth. The French Riviera. They talk about their cinema as if it even holds a feather to Hollywood, but they brag about it. They brag about their culture. They brag about their politics. Trust me, I know this because I've been there many times. Lived there for a little bit, and you know, I hate to say it, I'm a Francophile. I when I was a kid and I was in high school, they said, do you want to learn Spanish, which would have been more practical, or French? I said, French. Couldn't wait. Spent time over there in the summer. Couldn't wait to get back. And now I go and it's like, you can have it. But the French people, and I have four adopted French sons. Well, one's from Switzerland. But three adopted from France, one that's a Swiss French. And I'm telling you, proud folks, they see their country slipping away. The youngsters. And what's funny about it, two of them, and I'll be spending Thanksgiving with them, they're like, we don't care if we ever go back. But they used to, I mean, they grew up proud kids. So Donald Trump is right. But he also brought up something else. He brought up the idea of trade. And he said, you know, with France, we pretty much let them bring French wines into America. And we don't do, you know, we're like, hey, bring them in. And Donald Trump says, we're very proud of our wines as well. But when it comes to shipping American wines over to France, they got all kinds of tariffs on them. Now, this, I want to delve into this tariff discussion a little bit, particularly as it relates to the Chinese. And I don't want to get too wonkish, but the reason why I'm bringing it up is for two reasons. I want to talk about ultimately what are we exporting, and I'll get back to that in a second. But the tariff issue is bigger than just tariffs. We've watched all these countries take advantage of us, particularly China. And let me tell you why. China has manipulated our currency, but the worst thing that they've done, and I've seen this firsthand because I lived there, and I didn't just live there as a spectator. I was there working in high tech. And I know exactly what they do. So what they do is they would steal your IP. That's called your intellectual property. And China was the best. You essentially ceded over your design to them when you took it over. You didn't want to take your best design. You wanted to take something that was, you know, two generations behind you, so you didn't have to worry about them stealing it. But they would steal our IP, and it has fostered their businesses. They have spent very little money on research and development because we've done it for them. The billions and billions, dare I say trillions of dollars corporations have spent on all types of products are effectively owned by China by default. And President Trump is saying, this is more than just about trade. This is about how you treat us. There's no reciprocity here. We're putting in the time, effort, energy. We're shipping it over to you to manufacture the best of our products. And you're shipping them back to us, rebranding, undercutting, and then saying, here's a new mousetrap. And we're going for it. So that's number one. Do you know what we ship to China? You know, just out of curiosity, do you guys know? So let me tell you, we ship beef, we ship chicken, we ship soybeans and wheat. We're like the kitchen for China. That's what we are. We're like the kitchen. They ship all this high tech stuff. Now, do we ship an occasional plane or something like that? Sure. But I'm saying on the day-to-day basis, they're shipping us stereos, TV, all these things that require a level of ingenuity that we are losing because we're just shipping it off. We're like, hey, no problem. And Donald Trump's going, no, no, no. We'll continue to ship you food. We'll feed the world. We're happy to feed the world. We've got the technology to do it. But we're going to bring our core manufacturing back. And that's what he's decided to do. And he's picking on France. Now I'm going to jump back real quick to France. He's picking on France because he's going, look, Macron, who are you to tell me about nationalism versus patriotism or whatever? What is it? Nationalism versus, I forget, what it was one of those things. And essentially it was nationalism versus patriotism. You can't be both, is what he was saying. One's exclusive. And then over here, the black nationalists, who are the ethnocentric racists of America, they say, when you say nationalist, it means white. No, it doesn't. It means American. Our nationalism is our Americanism. But Macron wanted to make it different. And so Trump says, look, you're one to talk. You've lost who you are. 74% of the country has no faith in you. And worse than that, while we have an unemployment rate that is so low at this point, we don't have enough people, you've got a 10% unemployment rate, and it's rising. You don't want your people to feel proud. And by the way, there is nothing for them to feel proud of with you. But I want to go back to what Trump does. And I've talked about this before. It's not going to be a secret. But we're doing something that we haven't done in 8 years. And we've done it over the last 2 years. And it's called exporting Americanism, exporting excellence. Alana Mastrangelo, who's one of my Twitter followers, she tweeted this. Thousands of students erupt in cheers as they surround Matteo Salvini, who just got a tough security immigration decree passed last week. His popularity continues to soar in Italy. Now, I'm explaining this to you because Donald Trump is taking the same stance and saying, we're not letting anybody just come into our borders. You can come in legally and get in the system, or you're not getting in at all. And in Italy, students, folks, pay attention, students cheered. Thousands of students surrounding Matteo Salvini. If you don't think that's going to come over here, wait. It's coming. Donald Trump has already shipped it overseas. It's coming back, I assure you. And it'll be back before the next 2 years. When world teenagers, these university students start saying, you can leave us alone, America. We don't care about you. We don't want these people anymore. And it gets over here, and people start to wake up and go, wow, this isn't the way of the world. I told you guys about the guy from Poland. I told him, your country should be commended. They say, we aren't taking any terrorists. We're not taking refugees because we know what it creates. That's coming, folks. It's coming back here. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The death toll of California's wildfires has risen to at least 77, while the number of people unaccounted for has dropped to right around 1,000. Authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides. Mike Moeller is CAL FIRE's Director of Communications.
As soon as we get a large fire like this, we dispatch what we call a watershed emergency response team. Uh-huh. And in anticipation of the weather, we create what we call inundation maps. We start to structure the hillsides so we do not get that runoff.
the United States temporarily closed its busiest border crossing with Mexico to boost security after a migrant caravan arrived in northern Mexico. Concrete barriers were put in place for reinforcement. This migrant from Honduras making his way to the United States said,
"We are here for work, to have a better life, and no trouble, not troublemakers."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't care what anybody says. Flying, traveling, and all that. If it is not for pure fun, if you don't have your own private jet, I got to fly on a buddy of mine's private jet back from bird hunting, South Dakota. And it was amazing. You put your name on the manifest, you're good to go. Boom, you're up in the air. And it's a, I think it's a 12-seater. Beautiful, I mean, just lap of luxury. And, it's something I rarely get to do. So I booked the flight up and back, and then his assistant calls me and says, "Hey, Kevin, Foster's got to come back to Scottsdale. You want to catch a ride on the private jet?" So it's a matter of, do I want to hop from Pierre, South Dakota to Denver and fly commercial, you know, with a puddle jumper and then a Southwest Airlines flight, or fly on a private jet? What part of do you even have to ask me of this, right? So, of course, I want to go. Food, best snacks. They even had beef jerky. You know how much beef jerky costs in the store now? They had beef jerky as a snack. That ain't Southwest pretzels. You get what I'm saying? So, anyway, I'm flying back. It's amazing. It's amazing. But even flying private, it's still a hassle to fly, man. It's a long flight, you know, whatever. It's a hassle. And it stayed at an amazing resort called the Paul Nelson Farm. Just pheasant on top of pheasant. It's a beautiful place. It's a lodge-like feel, like the way I grew up. It was just amazing to go. Something I couldn't do on my own. You know what it cost to be? You know what it cost to do that event? It was, I found this out because I didn't have to pay, $9,000 a person. My buddy brings 34 people and pays for it. $9,000 a person. You follow? So anyway, I trudged it up there. You know, I had to check out white privilege. Somebody got to check out white privilege, and it might as well be me. But the flying part and when you, like, when I go places, like to go to give a speech or whatever, it's a hotel room, man. You're in there enough to get your clothes done, to get a shower, watch a little TV, maybe get some work done. Boom, you're out and about, you're hobnobbing, you get back, you're in the room. Half the time when I used to travel more, I couldn't even remember where the heck I was. I was like, "What city am I?" I would wake up at times panicked when I was a world traveler, a hopper, because I'd be like, "Oh my God, I'm supposed to be in Beijing. Where am I? I'm in Seoul." You know, not to be, no, I'm in Beijing. Whew. You know, you panic because you're just so busy, you forget. And I've never had the luxury of having all these different helpers. Like my buddy's got two helpers to coordinate schedules. Hey, you're going to be on TV. You're going to be here. They're picking up a car. Not me. I'm Ubering, you know, hoping that he knows to get me in the garage. And stuff like that. Oh, it's crazy. But it's worse when you get on a passenger jet, like a regular commercial jet. Because these people own you. They own you. Don't you dare give that flight attendant some lip. You'll end up in handcuffs. You'll get the bracelets. Anyway, there was a diamond medallion Delta passenger. Diamond medallion. I mean, this dude has flown some time, right? He's the one of the big guns. He gets to get on early, first class, the whole deal. Anyway, he had to either sit in feces or miss his flight. Now, I already talked about Bill Gates and the doo-doo. You know, because I promise you, Bill Gates' jet, he doesn't have to worry about this. But on a regular flight, you got to worry about this stuff now. I was telling you guys, they got all kinds of these animals on now that, what do they call them? You know, snowflake animals. When you can't handle the stress of life, you got these animals. Maybe we haven't talked about it, but we will. Because you got the snowflake animals, the animals that, what do they call them? Like, you know, for people to chill out, the chill out animals. But it used to be just dogs. Now it's these little ponies, and it's the pigs, the potbelly pigs. And one lady wanted a squirrel to go. So the airlines are going, oh, no, no more. Anyway, this dude, Diamond Medallion Delta passenger, Matthew Meehan, on the last flight from Atlanta to Miami, he realized that the plane hadn't been cleaned properly. What he thought was just another stinky flight wasn't just a stinky flight. And here's what he says. I'm reading this. I sat in my seat, and I immediately smelled something, and I thought, not another flight that smells bad. But he wasn't the only one who noticed. He says, I realized the person next to me also had their nose covered, he said. Then I went to take my charger out, bent down to completely charge my phone, and realized it's not just a smell. It's actually feces, and it's all over the back of my legs. It's all over the floor, all over the wall of the plane, and I sat in it. Now, I want you to think about it. Let me tell you. I've been in suits when I've had to go to like a meeting when I'm going to land and boom, go straight to, I would have been livid. I would have gone straight up jungle in there. He said he and his seatmate went to the front of the plane to notify the crew. As if the excrement weren't shocking enough, what was even more surprising was a response they got. They said, the flight crew said, are you kidding me? We turned that in. I can't believe they didn't clean it. They knew it was there, Meehan said. Wow. They knew it was there. So, and look, I don't know if I just learned this when I was kind of doing a little bit of research just because I saw this story. But they have the crew, the flight attendants will get up the papers and, you know, they bring the trash by. Put your trash in here, please help us out, blah, blah, blah. But there's another crew that comes in that's supposed to clean it in the event of like throw up or, you know, somebody gets sick, whatever. And so they reported it. Apparently the flight crew knew, but nobody did it. So this dude goes to sit down in a seat he's probably paid a fortune for, only to get crap on his legs. So he says, I know for a fact that Delta planes are required to have a biohazard kit for situations like this. The Delta representative that spoke with me after the fact told me their protocol is to have a biohazard kit on board, he says. The fact that they either didn't take it down and offer me something from it to clean myself properly, or it was absent completely from the plane, broke protocol either way. He says, they said they didn't have one. So this guy is sitting in crap. I mean, literal crap. Doo-doo. You know, don't start no SH, won't be no IT, that kind of thing. He's sitting in it. He goes and reports it. He's like, look, I don't want to touch this stuff. You know, I got to get this off my pants. I mean, it's already stinky, but it is a biohazard. You don't know what the deal is. I just read you off all the stuff about Bill Gates early in the broadcast. Bill Gates talking about all the potential worms and things that can be in doo-doo. Let me go back and see that. Let's see what he says. He says there could be 200 trillion rotavirus cells, 200 billion Shigella bacteria. I don't even know what a Shigella bacteria is. And they capitalized Shigella. And then there could be 100,000 parasitic worms in the little specimen that he held up at his meeting. And this dude has got to sit in this. I just want you to think about that for a second. I mean, Stitch, you know, notwithstanding, this is not cool. So he says, instead of calling the gate and asking for sanitizing products, Meehan alleges, the flight attendant gave him two paper towels and a bottle of gin to clean himself with in the lavatory. She wanted me to clean myself with regular alcohol, drinking alcohol, he says. At this point, Meehan says he wasn't sure where the diarrhea had come from. He didn't know whether it was dog or human. He just wanted it off of him. He says this, we didn't know if it was a person who'd gotten sick, an animal who'd gotten sick. Originally, the flight crew said it was a German Shepherd. Why's he got to pick on the Germans? And then the gate agent said in his paperwork that it was for an older man who got sick upon landing. Now, Delta Corporate is saying it was a golden retriever puppy. He says, but to me, it doesn't matter. It's feces. It carries disease no matter what. And he says, do you want me to give me like a bottle of gin? What, you want me to drink this so I can forget about it? So he took the cleaning supplies into the bathroom, hoping when he came out, his seat would be clean. He says it got all over my bare knuckles. He says they didn't even give me gloves. Had to take my pants off because it was on the back of my pants. I've had this happen. Not because of dog stuff, and not because I took a doodle on myself. I know you guys are like, what'd you do? You crap your pants? No, I have crapped my pants once. I did. At my great grandfather's house when I was a kid. But anyway, no, it wasn't that. Anyway, says, but he came out and he, you know, trying to clean his pants and stuff. He had to take them off. And he's looking at, you know, what are you talking about? I've got to do all this stuff. No sanitizing solution, nothing. One little tiny bottle of gin. He says when he exited the bathroom, they were still boarding as if there weren't excrement-coating parts of the plane. Then the Delta representative said Delta broke protocol in continuing the boarding process once the biohazard was identified and reported. Once a passenger brings a contagion or biohazard to the staff's attention, it's supposed to stop boarding entirely. Deboard. So the contagion or biohazard. Look, I get it. These guys are under pressure. They want to make sure the plane leaves on time. But look, I'm not sitting in crap. Let me just cut to the chase. They essentially told this dude, sit down and shut up, or get off the plane, take the next plane. That's what I'm talking about. You have no rights. You are treated worse than a prisoner when you get on a plane. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I wanted to put this in perspective, this midterm race in perspective. I wanted to do this the other day, but we ran out of time, and now it's moved further, but I still think it's relevant. And I titled this segment, Trump Won. And here it is by the numbers. By the way, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So here's where we stand. Most midterm House seats lost by president's party in power. 2010, Obama, minus 63. 1994, Clinton, minus 52. 58, Eisenhower, minus 48. Ford, in parentheses, Nixon, 1974, minus 48. 1966, Johnson, minus 47. 1946, Truman, minus 45. 2006, Bush, minus 30. 1950, Truman, minus 28. 1982, Reagan, minus 26. 2018, Trump, minus 26. I want you to understand Donald Trump has a record that's equivalent to Reagan's. And here's what's most interesting about that statistic, or those numbers. Donald Trump has been, I mean, Reagan got beat down. Nothing like what's happening to Trump. Furthermore, there wasn't this huge disparity in the Democrat votes versus the Republican votes. It was a very different world then. Trump in that world doesn't lose. And let me tell you, the cheating, even though it has been gone on, Democrats have cheated since the forming of man. Okay, since God took the rib, made Adam. And they don't know anything but. So you take cheating out, you move this timeline a bit, and Trump, as I said, doesn't lose. You take cheating out, I don't think he loses anyway. Evan Hill, he's a guy on Twitter, and here's what he says. Democrats have a 12-point lead in the overall popular vote for the Senate, and they lost 3 Senate seats in this election. That tells you all you need to know. They have a lead in the popular vote, and we held the Senate. The House seats, I don't know. I don't know what they did, but they cheated. Here's another little factoid that came from the midterm elections before I get into this article. They said nearly all Republicans who weren't full Trump lost. Mia Love, she lost. Mike Kaufman, he lost. Carlos Curbelo lost. John Faso lost. Dean Heller lost. Eric Paulson lost. The GOP is the party of Trump, period. That was a tweet from Adam J. Lowy. And I think he's right. If you didn't go with Trump, you got trumped. You got trounced. They said, while Tuesday night was not a complete win for Republicans, there was no blue wave either. By most measures, Republicans beat the odds of history in nearly everyone's expectation, while Democrats were left disappointed as the fantasy of Beto O'Rourke, Andrew Gillum, Stacey Abrams, and others winning fizzled. Not one new progressive Democrat was successful bursting onto the scene. It will take a few days to process the meaning of this year's election returns, but the instant analysis is clear. Democrats may have won the House, but Trump won the election. Folks, when I'm telling you I see articles like this, this is not, you know, conservative partisan hacks trying to get us all excited. Woohoo, look at this, you know, and making us go down the primrose path. These are people that understand the enormity of what Trump was able to do. And the reason why I wanted to share this with you is I wanted you to understand we are winning. The left sees it. They know it. Take cheating out of this. And where do you think we are? Legitimately. The House. Let me tell you, we wouldn't have lost the House. We would be at 57 votes, 57 senators. I firmly believe, well, certainly 55. I firmly believe that. This is amazing. He says, this guy writes, as I always say in politics, what's supposed to happen tends to happen. I predicted in August that the Democrats would take the House, but that alone was not enough for most Democrats. I didn't say that. This writer did. As much as this year's midterms offered an obvious opportunity to rebuke President Trump, little of what the arrogant Democrats and members of the mainstream media expected would happen actually did. So much of what they said turned out to be wrong. It will take a while before the significance becomes clear. And if the 2018 midterms prove anything, it's that Trump is standing strong while the Democrats and their allies, who thought Trump would have been affirmatively rejected, are in fact the ones themselves who have been denied. Wow. Guys, when I say to you, this is not a conservative paper. This is some leftist rag. And the guy's saying, he's giving you the scoop. He says, Democrats have underperformed in comparison with the historical markers and general expectations of a midterm cycle. The president's party lost 37 seats in the House on average in midterm elections when his approval is below 50%. But Democrats aren't projected to pick up nearly that many seats. They picked up 26, for the record. No liberal will want to admit it. But Trump is an asset to the Republican Party, while President Barack Obama was a disaster for the Democratic Party. So this is what I wanted to explain, that they can put all the spin on this. They can cheat. They can do all these things. The signs are that we did what we were supposed to do. Now, I want you to feel even better, because we had an amazing 2 years, didn't we? I don't need to recap it, because it would just be old news to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. But Donald Trump performed like a rock star. Let's just keep it real. That was his job, and he did it. But here's what I'm going to tell you. The next 2 years are going to blow your mind. Without the House, Donald Trump is going to rock it. And here's the beauty of it. Here's where this all comes into play, where I see God's hand on this, right? The Democrats will never, repeat, never be able to take credit. Normally, if you'd have a House takeover, they would say, you know, they'd look at all this progress and go, look at all this progress we made. We are the reason that Donald Trump was successful. We did this. We did this. Donald Trump is so at odds with the Democrats. He's so at odds with the media. They have set him up as the guy that can do no right. And Donald Trump will never let them take credit for this tsunami that is going to happen. Yeah. Now, how's that tsunami going to occur? I want to explain this one more time. Number one, the biggest threat that we have to our economy has been the Chinese. And it isn't because of the trade imbalance and things like that. It's because of the decades that we've allowed the Chinese to run roughshod over us with respect to stealing our IP, to thwarting our best markets, meaning the things that we must produce as a nation and shouldn't rely on other nations to do. So steel, aluminum, lead production, all the things that go into the building of infrastructure, then high tech, all that's coming back. And it's coming back, and Donald Trump is saying to Canada and Mexico, if we get this worked out, we're going to be producing this stuff ourselves. We will handle the Northern Hemisphere. They can do what they want over there, but we're not going to let them, you know, deal badly, poorly with us where we allow these trade imbalances to occur. That's number one. And we're going to be measuring them on point of origin, because the Chinese would do things like they'd ship their steel to Mexico, and then Mexico would ship the steel in, and we'd go, oh, okay, it's all good. Trump said, uh-uh. If it isn't produced in Mexico at a mill or Canada or wherever the point of origin, it doesn't exist. It is still yours. So that's what China was doing. So all that's going to end. That money that's going to roar back into this economy, along with the additional take onerous legislation out that continues year after year, and the investment that will go back in, is going to boggle your mind. That's why this is going to be successful. So no matter how you look at this, and this guy sums it up right. He says, let the message be clear. Voters had a chance to repudiate Trump, and they didn't. Much of the commentariat has been this year's elections are about who we are as a country and what America is about. Well, a lot of America seems to be about supporting Trump. The Democrats thought Trump's negatives would be enough to propel him to victory. The 2018 results show it's clear they need a different plan if they think they'll win in 2020. The only plan. And I'm going to repeat this, because this is what we got to focus on. The only way Democrats win in any election now and in the next 6 years is through cheating.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.